Welcome to the New Breed Christian Community, where we're dedicated to deepening your spiritual walk and empowering you to live in the fullness of Christ. Whether you're joining us for the first time or you're a regular part of our community, we're so glad you're here. Get ready for an inspiring session as we dive into the Word of God together, growing stronger in faith and closer to our Savior. Let's begin this journey of transformation and spiritual maturity as we get into the Word of God by our lead steward.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, speak to us today in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, let me say this. I came to feed you with the Word of God. I came to feed you with the Word of God. And please, I want to encourage you. Open your hearts to receive. Praise God. Open your hearts to receive. Because what I want to share with you is something you know. But if you can embrace it the way I will share it today, it will change everything. Are you with me? It will change everything. I've seen it work in my life. We have seen it work in our ministry. It works all the time. Are you with me? It works all the time. 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 5. 1 Kings 19 verse 5, it says, "And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and he laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat." Can you tell your neighbor, arise and eat? Tell them again, arise and eat. It says, "Because the journey is too great for thee." And he arose and did eat and went in the strength of that meat 40 days. Kai, can you imagine eating a natural food? What kind of food was that? That a man will eat and would not need to eat again for 40 days. Of course, it was not natural, it was supernatural. Are you with me? It was supernatural. He ate something and continued for 40 days. See, you will eat something tonight, though. You will. You need food for your spirit, man. Food that carries you into the future. Food for your destiny. I want to share with you what I've titled "The Secret of Change by the Word." The secret of change by the Word. How do I change my life in the next 6 months? How do I change my state and my estate in the next 6 months by the Word of God? I want to share it with you now. You know, man of God, I've come to discover, if we don't teach people the Word of God like this, no matter how many prayers we do, they will still not be truly changed. And I'm telling you from experience, with all sense of humility, like you guys know here, there is almost no miracle recorded in the Bible that we have not seen. Almost no miracle. It took me experience to find out that it's not miracles that changes people. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All of you are shouting. The person that came and talked about how her sister was dead and we prayed on the phone and she came back to life speaking in tongues. We have seen it again and again. But I want you to learn something, that whether or not the pastor is there to pray for you, you have something in God that you can always work out. Are you with me? Yes, please pay attention.
Pay attention. The secret of change by the word. Even if you have heard me this before, listen again. Listen again. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that you present yourselves, your bodies holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. Then he says in verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be yet transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What is he saying? He says, be not conformed to this world, but be yet transformed. You know, on Sunday I told you that this verse means that at no point in your life are you neutral. You are either being conformed or being transformed. So if you are not being transformed by the renewing of your mind, you are being conformed to the status quo of this world. Are you following me? Oh, are you following me? Look at this. That's a blank check. Be yet transformed by the renewing of your mind. So wait. If I can only renew my mind, I will be transformed. That's what he's telling you. If I can only renew my mind, everything will change. Oh my God. Are you following what I'm saying? If I can only renew my mind, everything will change. Yes. Do you believe the Bible? Wait. Do you believe the Bible? And be not conformed to this word, but be yet transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hey. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Acts 20, verse 32. Listen. Where you are right now, the sum total of where you are right now as the sum total of the produce from your mind. And when it's talking about your mind, it's not just talking about your gray matter and your brain. It's talking about the inward part of your being, which is your spirit and your soul together. Are you with me? Whatever has been forged and formed there is what to manifest. Please, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
See, it's a mystery. It's almost a mystery, but it's real. The way the Lord showed it to me, hey, it is so real that if you take what I'm saying, within the next 10 years is too much. I'm talking about 6 months. 6 months. Oh, I thought you would say amen.
Amen.
He says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Can you read it with me? 1, 2, 3, go. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Glory! Hey! Which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. Kaya patala makapaya. He says the word is able to build you and give you the inheritance. Among all them which are sanctified, he says it is able to build you. The word is able to build you and give you the inheritance. Oh my God. Say after me, I receive the inheritance. You are not talking like you are hearing what I'm saying. I receive the inheritance. He says, I commend you. He says, I am asking you, pay attention to this thing. Go after this thing. It is able to build you up and give you the inheritance. Oh. You know what I've come to discover? As I do this work and meet many of those who have gone far, when I mean those who have gone far in the faith, I'm talking about men who have worked with God between 40 to 50 years. When I meet them, remember the last time I met Bishop Oyedepo or Bishop Amaga? When I meet them, I discovered something. I discovered that the things they take as priority are the things that younger guys take as trivial. The things they take as priority. are the things the younger people take as trivial. I remember meeting one of them, and after spending some days in his house, and then he said, "So what can you grab from this whole retreat?" I said, "Sir, I'm going to work hard." He said, "Son, let me tell you what to work hard on. Work hard on your depth in the spirit more than anything else. Work hard on your depth in the word. Have you not seen that verse of the Bible that says, guard thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Meaning, whatever has settled in your heart over time is what will be issuing out. Are you guys what I'm saying? What has settled inside? Listen. I've discovered, even in New Breed, when we say Pastor David is having miracle service, everywhere is full. But I want to raise an army of people who, when we say we are having the word, are you getting what I'm saying? Because whenever it's word time, it's planting time. Are you with me? It's time to put some things inside. I've come to discover, sometimes we are looking at men too much. We are looking at this uncle to help you. You are looking at this friend to help you. You are looking at this sister or brother to help you. Thank God for all of them, but he's telling you, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Meaning, if I can sit down with God and his word, I will change everything. Oh, yes. If I sit down with God and his word, I will change everything. I don't care where you are, even though I care. But you understand what I'm trying to say, right? It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you are. Listen to me. Oh, entrepreneur, you want to build that business. Oh, you want to build that family. You want to build your home. You want to build the future. You're asking yourself, what will the future look like? Listen to me. I want to tell you how to create the future before you see it. Go back to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be yet transformed by the renewing of your mind, that he may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Meaning, if your mind is being renewed, even the way you see things will change. That he may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Your view will change. One of the ways you know that the word of God is changing you is the way you see things. I'm telling you, the very things that look like challenges today, in 2 months' time, if you receive the word of God, you know it's possible. Are you what I'm saying? You know, something happened. Something happened that made me say, ah! Oh, more faith is inside me, oh. Faith is inside me. It was today that it dawned on me what I said. I was talking to Port Harcourt admin in the office yesterday. I said, I don't know if there will be immersion camp Port Harcourt this year. I don't know. I think we'll have immersion camp in just Abuja. And we'll have to hire a plane to carry people from Port Harcourt. Do you know? It was today. And you said, what did you say? I said, wait, what did you say? It was today it dawned on me that hire a plane. Okay. I said, no, I think I know what has happened to my spirit. I don't see impossibilities again. Yeah. That he may prove what is that good and acceptable. Do you understand that? Yes, if the challenge is still big in front of you, maybe this is a continuation of word of faith. If the challenge is still looking big, something has not happened inside. Let's go on. One of the reasons why you must take what I'm saying serious is the word of God is the only thing that does not change. Psalm 119 verse 89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So it is our responsibility to bring what is already settled in heaven to be settled on earth. Look at Isaiah 55 from verse 10. Isaiah 55 from verse 10. Read from verse 10 to 11. Oh, glory to God. Glory, shout glory. Isaiah 55, verse 10. It says, can you read with me? 1, 2, 3, go. For as the rain cometh down from heaven, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither. Oh, let's start again. I cannot hear your voices. 1, 2, 3, go. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and board, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Wait. The rain came. And it began to do many things. For some people, it was watering the earth. For some others, it was giving them seed to the sower. For some others, it was bread to the eater. That same rain. But let's go on. He says, so shall my word, 1, 2, 3, go. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Meaning, if there is void, the word was not sent. If there is a void, the word of God has not come. Oh, are you getting what I'm saying? He says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Do you realize that everything in the Bible, the things that God said has gone forth from his mouth. It's not returning back. It has already gone forth and it was written. So anytime you can capture what was written inside, it is something that has come forth from his mouth. And if you stand on it, it will not return unto him void. I want to stare within you something. A mindset of possibility. Can you serve me possibility? Serve me possibility. Can you serve me it is possible? Change is possible. Increase is possible. Change is possible. Healing is possible by the word of God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Tell me, I believe the word. I believe God's word. Have you ever seen that verse of the Bible that says in Acts 19 verse 20 that in the city of Ephesus so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed? So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. That means the word of God is a living organism. It's not just words. It's not just communication. The revelation of God's word is a living thing. Listen to what I'm saying. You'll be doing yourself great damage to be too logical and spiritual. You'll be doing yourself great damage to be too logical than spiritual. The word of God is a living thing. It's an organism, a spiritual organism. He says, so mightily grew the word of God. That means the word of God can grow. It can grow in a man's life. Are you with me? It can grow and prevail. It's just like a baby. When a baby sees a cockroach, it will run. Ah! When the child is maybe 5 years old, it will see the same cockroach and run. There is a level the child will get to. It will see the cockroach and match it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So mighty grew the word of God and prevailed. See, there is a way you will grow with the word of God. That word of God can grow to the point where it begins to prevail over sickness. It begins to prevail over poverty. It begins to prevail over lack. It begins to prevail over limitation. Are you with me? Yes, sir. The word of God can grow in you so much. The very thing that looks like a wall, like a barrier, like a limitation, like I cannot break above this. This thing is too much for me. You will grow to the point where you just walk over it. We just walk over it. Something I will walk over it. I will walk over it. I will walk over it. You know something. Have you ever been in a situation where you know something, but the Lord quickens it again? That's what happened to me. Recently, studying the Bible, I felt like, I got it. Now, for the word of God to be able to grow, that means the word of God can be likened to a seed. And I want to explain to you the mystery how this thing works before I go into the other part of my sermon today. Because all I'm showing you right now is how it works. Then I will seed some things into you today. I will plant some things, some revelations into you. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. Mark 4, verse 26. No, I think I have to start from verse 24. Everybody read Mark 4, verse 24. Oh, Jesus. Hey. Listen, read that thing again. Read what you just read again. Hey. And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. Hi. And with what measure ye met, it shall be measured to you. God. You can be here. You go outside. Somebody say, this country is finished too. You have heard something. And if that thing enters you, that is what will be measured to you. You, in that same country that somebody else is flying and excelling, you have heard what has heard and has been encoded in your spirit is the country is difficult. This is why, see, you know, I always tell you, before Jesus comes, even if he's coming tomorrow evening, New Breed will be at the forefront of the gospel globally. Yeah. It's what I have, it's what I know. Are you what I'm saying? Yes, sir. I know it more than I know my name. Do you understand? Yes, sir. I know it more than I know my name and my son's name. You know, one of our parents came. The parents of one of our pastors met me. And said, how old is your church? And I said, the church is 5 years old. She said, ha! He said, you are not acting like a five-year-old pastor. You are not acting like somebody. I said, did you know how old I am in my spirit? My age is not determining how long I've been around, but what the word has entered. How much of the word? She said, the things you are doing. He said, the kind of strides. I said, we have not started anything. We are still starting. No, we are still starting. No. What are you hearing? He says, with what measure you hear. This disease, nobody gets out of it. That's what you heard. Are you following what I'm saying? He says, you see this thing? Once you get it, that's how your life will be. You know, you have heard something and it has been implanted inside. He says, what you have heard, that measure you heard is what will measure to you. But when you hear that you are more than a conqueror, when you hear that nothing can stop you, when you hear that you are unstoppable, that even in the desert he makes rivers, when you hear that and he settles inside, he says after a while that's what will be measured to you. Listen, you know, expect the supernatural. Expect the impossible to become possible. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, remember I told you, I came to plant something inside you. Yes, if you reach this age and you have not married, forget about it. It's a lie! Yes, it's a lie! Yes, it's a lie! Yes, what are you hearing? When the doctor tells you they saw something inside, he said, thank you, sir. He says, why we look not at the things which are seen? But the things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen are eternal. What are you hearing? He says, with what measure you hear? Are you getting what I'm saying? With what measure? Go back there. You know, some people have heard, you cannot become a billionaire without fraud. You see, that is why they have to do fraud. Because he says, take in what you hear. With what measure you met, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that year shall more be given. Just imagine. And he goes further to explain why. Now, the context of Mark chapter 4 was talking about the kingdom of God and how that your heart is a ground. If you read the beginning part of this chapter. So, whenever he says ground, seed, he's not just talking about natural seed and natural ground. Are you getting me? Let's go on. He says, invest 25. It says, for he that hath to him shall more be given, and he that hath not from him shall be taken even that which he hath. That verse always disturbs me. Because he's saying to him that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he has. That means the one that says he does not have, there is something he has, but he despised. But look at verse 26. He says, and so is the kingdom of God. Oh, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. He's telling you the mystery. That the same way you plant an orange seed, and you sleep and wake up, and after a while, you see an orange tree shoot out. He says, the same way, in the name of the Spirit, that is the kingdom of God. Oh, God. This is how the kingdom works. He says, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should grow up, you know, but not how. And then he begins to give the different stages of how this thing matures. And he says, oh my God, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Let's go forth. Are you with me?
Yes,
verse 28. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of itself, first the blade, then the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. He's telling you that when this thing is beginning to happen, it will be step by step. But remember, all that happened was that a seed entered into the ground. And from that seed, after a while, the blade comes out. You know, a bishop in this town came today to see me and to see the building. And he was looking at me. He said, people have started flying. I said, yes. All that has happened is first the blade. It's the blade. The blade have come out first. Are you with me?
Yes,
then the corn. And then the full thing comes. Do you know the problem? The problem is that this thing also happens reverse too. When the wrong things enter your heart, after a while, the blade of wrong will start. I don't know, my leg just the meal. In your family, now so then be. You see what's happening? The more you are doing it, you are affirming what is happening, and then a blade has come out. After a while, say, she's scheduled for a surgery. Hey! They are trying to fight something in its full-blown state, whereas they could have caught it when it was still at a seed level. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Say after me, in the name of Jesus,
I will reject the wrong things from my heart.
So in the remaining few minutes, I want to sow some things into you. Go to Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. Oh, glory. This will bless you. Acts chapter 19. From verse 14. The Bible says, and there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priest which did so. So, what happened was that some people went to cast out a devil. They say, we adjure you by God in the name that Paul preached. And seven sons of Sceva were the ones that went to do that. And the Bible recorded, verse 15, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? you know, my interest in this verse was not just about the demon spirit, but was about the statement they made. Who are you? He didn't say, how much do you fast? He says, who are you? He says, Paul fasted, Jesus fasted, but have you fasted? That's not what he asked them. Who are you? So now I want to sow some things into you about who you are. Are you getting me? Remember, we have talked about what you are hearing, Abi. We have talked about planting things in your heart. I want to sow some things about who you are. Ask your neighbor, who are you? Ask somebody else, who are you? So I will share quickly, and then we'll close. We'll come for tomorrow. Amen. Amen. Who is a Christian? That's what I want to share with you. Who are you? Number one, a Christian has received eternal life. Oh, you missed a place to shout glory. Say after me, I have eternal life. I have eternal life. Some of you are not talking. I'm trying to sow things of who you are. Say after me, I have eternal life. Okay. What is eternal life? Eternal life is the life and the nature of God. He's not just talking about the length of life, but the quality of life. Not just the length of life. In the Greek, there is human life. And I'm not from Greece, so I'm not a Greek scholar, but I hope I pronounce it well. Human life is called psuche. But eternal life, God's kind of life, is called zoe. Zoe. There is plant life, there is human life, and there is the God kind of life. The God life. When you get born again, God imparts that kind of life that belongs to him into your spirit. See, you better listen and understand what I'm saying. It's not a joke, oh. It is not a joke. The problem is that we have been too distracted to pay attention to what is inside. Say after me, I have eternal life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. 1 John chapter 5 from verse 11. If you get what I'm sharing with you, this is the beginning of victory. 1 John 5 verse 11, it says, and this is the record that God had given to us eternal life. My God. And this is the record that God had given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Can you read this verse with me? 1, 2, 3, go. That God had given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. No, I will not leave it until you get it. When you start shouting, I know you have gotten it. And this is the record that God had given to us eternal life. See verse 12. He that had the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Hey. Say after me, I have the Son of God. Who is the Son here? Jesus. So do you have Jesus in your heart? It means you have eternal life. You have the life of God. Do you know the possibilities of the life of God? If you ever watched Superman when you were growing up, what happened? Or Spider-Man. Okay, Spider-Man, yes. It was a normal young man, and then something beat him and entered into his bloodstream, and he became a different, he began to discover that he could fly. Because a new kind of life had come into him. Are you with me? He began to discover that he had powers to leave the ground. Oh my God. That was spider life entered a human being and he changed. Oh my God. He says, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now look at verse 13. Everybody see verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. I'm not hearing your voices. 1, 2, 3, go. It's important that you know. Because if you don't know, you can have so much inside of you. Listen, if you don't know what you have, it will not matter what you have. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Let me tell you, this is the beginning of everything. This is the beginning. In fact, this is the basis on which our prayers are answered. Look at verse 14. I will come back to verse 13, but now look at verse 14. What does it begin with? Glory. But wait. What word does this verse begin with? And this. So what is it talking about? That means for there to be an and, it's a continuation from what was said before. So he just told you, I've written these things that you unto you that you will know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence. Eternal life in you is the confidence that we have. That whenever you ask anything, it must be answered. Are you with me? After me, I have eternal life. Do you know what this means? Listen, the Bible says in John chapter 1 from verse 12, he says he came unto his own and his own received not, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. To them he gave the right. To them he gave the ability. To them he gave the clearance to become the sons of God, which were born not of the will of man, not of the will of flesh, not of blood. That means that when you get born of God, everything that came by blood, the life of God has supplanted it. Yes, that means, see, if you are a Christian, sickle cell anemia is illegal in your body. Yes, if you are a Christian, oh my God, you don't know how powerful this is. If you are a Christian, all the limitations that came by blood, everything that is attributed to the normal human life by blood, the life of God has supplanted it. See, Jesus did not come and die for nothing. No, you need to understand it. You know, I'm teaching like this. I don't want you to get to heaven and discover this is what God planned for me, and I was like this. Do you know why it's important you know these things and meditate on these things? It is through meditation you make it your present day reality. It is when you know it and stay on it that it becomes your... See, if you study history, of all the disciples of Jesus, there was one disciple that was outstanding. His name was John. This man, the same person that wrote the book of John is the same person that wrote this thing. Nobody spoke about the life of God like John. If you read the Bible a lot, you will discover there is Matthew, Mark, Luke, but there is John. Are you with me? The book of John is a different book altogether. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they talk about the stories of Jesus. John talks about Jesus. Did you hear what I said? John explains Jesus. Nobody explained the personality, the content of the spirit of Jesus like John. When you go to the book of Revelation that John also wrote, if you read the old translations, authorized King James, the old translations, when the king was instructing them to write about John, he said, add John the divine. Because there were some things in that man's life that it was obvious, this one is not with us. He was not called John the divine for nothing. In fact, he was banished to the island of Patmos for a reason. Of all the disciples of Jesus, they tried to kill him. They will put him in burning oil. After the fire has burned to the ground, he will come out again. You know why? He was the one that contemplated this life more than anybody else. Listen, He was the one that talked about it the most. So he was the one that manifested it the most. What am I trying to show you? This was what Peter was telling them in 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3 to 4. He says that God has given us great and precious promises that by these you will become partakers of the divine nature. Meaning that even if God has said it, if you don't stay on it, it will not be your reality. If you don't meditate on it, you will not experience it. If you don't embrace it, you will not experience it. That's why John is telling you, I have written these things unto you that you will know. That you will know. Tell your neighbor that you will know. Oh, I need more energy in this house. That you will know. That you will know. Say after me, I have eternal life. I have eternal life. I have eternal life. That life is not subject to the limitations of this world. Oh, when there is no boat to cross the water, the life that Christ brought, he says, don't worry. If you are waiting for a canoe, don't worry, I will walk. You don't know how important that miracle was. When, what I want to see now, Do you remember when the children of Israel were crossing the Red Sea? They wanted to cross the Red Sea to go to the other side. And Moses says, oh God, help us. What did God tell him? Stretch forth thy rod over the sea and divide it. And that was a mind-blowing miracle. I know that what I'm saying may sound disturbing to your logical mind, though. It may sound disturbing, but I don't want to reprogram you. Let me tell you something. I'll come back to my story about the Israelites. I discovered something is happening, something more poisonous than all the vices in our generation is happening. Our generation, with the way we have criticized false pastors and false ministers, we no longer believe the supernatural. We no longer believe that God has the power to do the impossible. We have become numb. But God has sent me to open the old books again. When we prayed for that deaf and dumb and the person got healed in Lagos, do you know that when we put it online, they were telling me I'm a skit maker. I said, don't worry, you want to make skits? Go on the road and pray for a deaf and dumb. Let's see how the skits we go. We have been so numb. Go and check the comments. When people are giving testimonies, just check the comment. At a point, the Holy Ghost told me, stop reading all those things. You know why? With what measure you hear, that will be measured unto you. A time will come that when they tell you that the robbers wanted to shoot the pastor and the pastor disappeared, say, oh, guy, why you the lamba now? Guy, you the lamba, you too the... And a Christian that speaks in tongues will be saying that. What happened to the life inside of you? Don't you remember? Jesus left the ground. He ascended, levitated to heaven in bodily form. Do you understand what we are dealing with here? You think Christianity is a joke? Well, back to my story. And so, Moses divided the Red Sea. It went down this other side. And the guys walked through, rejoicing. Wow. Same thing Elijah did. He parted the Jordan. And they walked through. Elisha came and said, where is the God of Elijah? And did the same thing. But Jesus came and said, I will bring a new style. I don't need to wait to divide it. Oh, and that's the life we're talking about. Whether it is water or land, it makes no difference. As long as it's Jesus, all things are possible. He walks on. Are you getting this? Now, that's the life inside you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, pray in the Spirit 1 minute, please. If you can't pray in tongues, please pray in tongues. I want you to pray in tongues with a loud voice. Shambre dokumba takatalia. Endokopose ingole beredege sheketelia runte kepeletelia In the name of Jesus. Back to 1 John 5 verse 11. He says, and this is the record. Hey, by now you should be, when you see that verse, something should be happening to your spirit, man. And this is the record that God has given unto us, not he will give. It's not something you are going to have afterwards. It's not something you have in eternity. It's something that you already have right now. This is the record that God has given unto me. God has given unto me eternal life. Hey! God has given it unto me. God has given it unto me. It's in my spirit. It belongs to me. You know where we are coming from? Practical faith, evidence. See, I am teaching you. See, if you learn this thing, you begin to flow in the miraculous. I'm telling you. No matter how much you pray and fast, if you don't learn to acknowledge what God has given you, you will not see it. Oh, yes. And this is the record that God had given to us. Eternal life. Remember where we read in John chapter 1, the book of John now, 1 verse 12. Which were born, not of the will of man, not of the will of flesh, not of blood. That means even this thing they call ancestral curse, family lineage. He's telling you that when you get born again, you are disconnected from that lineage. Oh my God. And now you belong to the family of God. That means, oh my God. Oh, you missed a place to shout glory. That means, they said, hey, in your family, people from 35, anything can happen to you. No. In that family, they take time before they get married. No. Which were born of God. Not of blood. Oh my God. You better embrace it, though. Because it is written that you will know. It is when you know it in your spirit and embrace it with your heart that it becomes your reality. Remember where you are coming from. That take it what you hear. So when you hear it and it begins to sit in your heart, after a while, your heart will bring forth what has entered inside. Can I tell you something? God has told me, kings shall come of thee. Oh. Kings shall come of thee. Kings shall come of thee. In a short while, the least among us, I mean the smallest among us, will be called great. The smallest. Oh yes. You know what I'm doing? I'm sowing those seeds right now. I'm sowing those seeds. Have you seen that verse of the Bible that says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Ye are of God, little children. I like that rendering, little children. That means even the little children. Are you with me? It's not about your age. Even the little children, ye are of God, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you. Greater is he that is in you. Are you running a business? Are you looking for contract? The greater one is in you. He will talk to the big wagons. They will assign your contract. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No matter how small you are, the greater one is in you. That business will not fail. The greater one is in you. The greater one is in you. Maybe there is cancer on your body, but the greater one is in you. The one that created your body is in you. That means cancer cannot stay. That growth cannot stay. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm not trying to preach a good sermon. I'm shouting so that it will enter you. to enter you. When you come back home, I say, why are you talking like this? Say, the greater one is in me. The greater one is in me. Oh, yes. Let me tell you something. That is how I do ministry. Somebody asked me, Pastor, how are you managing? I said, the greater one is in me. Don't worry. The greater one is in me. No matter what happens, I cannot be stranded. The greater one is in me. Do you understand that? No matter what happens, I cannot be discouraged. The greater one is in me. No matter what happens, I will always win. The greater one is in me. Well, I. The greater one is in me. You may not like me, but the greater one is in me. Are you getting what I'm saying? I want this thing to enter. We're not just trying to be excited here. Are you getting me? I want it to enter your spirit. I want it to enter your mind. After a while, you begin to see things like that. The greater one is in me. Hey. God has put something in your spirit that will cover the world. Yes. Because greater. Can you say to me greater? Greater. 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 The greater one lives in me. Jesus is on my inside. Jesus is on my inside. Glory. Go back to the word though. Some of you need to listen to these things to the point where you just shout, hey! Hey! Look at 1 John chapter 5 from verse 4. He says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. You know, in natural human experience, they will wait for victory to be an event. But right now, victory is your personality. Yes, sir. He says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory. Oh my God. Your identity is the victory. Remember when that demon was talking to those guys? He says, Paul, I know this victory. I know Jesus. Who are you? So that means, as a Christian, victory is not just an event. It is your identity. Tell me, is my identity. And it says in verse 5, who is he that overcometh the world? He's asking a question here. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God, he's saying, who are the people that overcome the world? Is it not the people that believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Is it not that person? It's after me, I overcome the world. You need to sit down with it. Glory! So number one, you have eternal life, and I've been taking my time to press on it. Let me show you one more. One more verse to buttress this. Hey, hey. No, let's do two. So that you will know that you have eternal life. First Corinthians 6. From verse 15. We looked at this on Sunday, but I couldn't enjoy it too much because of our time. It says, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Jesus. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Know ye not? Do you know what this means? This is, permit me to use Jersey language. It's crazy. The Bible is a crazy book. Do you know what this means? It's crazy. Do you know what this means? Your bodies are the members of Christ. Jesus. So wait. That's why he said, how will you use this body and join it to a harlot? So wait. According to this verse, as I wore this suit now, Jesus wore suit. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? But pastor, if my body is a member of Christ, why is what is happening to me happening to me? Don't forget, Romans chapter 12, and be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means the transformation will only happen when you begin to accept it in your mind and in your heart. Are you with me? So even though you are, if you don't have that experience of hearing what I'm saying, it will not happen. Are you getting me? Having my bodies. Do you know what this means? You have the right now. Whatever cannot stand in Jesus' body must not stand in your body. Whatever cannot stop Jesus must not stop you. Are you getting this? Every possibility to, you have to accept it though. I know you, it will be struggling in your mind. It's like, pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying what you are hearing. You know, when the Lord was opening my eyes to this thing, the Lord asked me, what do you think I was teaching the apostles for 40 days and 40 nights after I rose up from the grave? It was these things. That's why they wrote it. Can you remember, Peter, Apostle Peter, was the one that they asked him, are you part of them? And he denied and ran away. After Jesus rose up from the grave and sat with him, he came publicly. Do you know the kind of audacity that Jesus must have infused into their minds that made Peter and John come to the front of the gate and saw a crippled man? He said, silver and gold we don't have, but such as we have. At this point, they knew. First of all, he said, look on us. Look on us. Don't look left, don't look right. Look at me. I get them. Such as I have in the name of Jesus. Such as I have in the name of Jesus. Oh, say after me, I have something. In Jesus. Such as I, and I'm showing you one of them, you have eternal life. He said, such as I have. They knew that if that man can focus on them, they can transmit a divine power. Oh my God. Such as I have. We're going to read one more and rejoice tonight. Let's look at Galatians 2, verse 20. Hey, glory to God. Glory! One of the things the devil will do to you after a meeting like this, something will happen and you say, hey, I think I told you. You follow that boy, they jump. So, pardon the English. You are shouting glory with them. That's called the fight of faith. Will you accept what you see or what the word says? Why are we looking at the things which are seen? The things which are seen are temporal. Will you accept what the Bible says? Or will you accept your experience? No, we don't use our experience to explain the word of God. We use the word of God to change our experience. Jump on your feet and read this one. Read it 1, 2, 3, go. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. No, that glory is not enough. I am crucified with Christ. Let me explain. Do you know how serious this is? He's saying that when Christ died on the cross, you died with him. Yes. When he was buried, you were buried with him. And when he rose, you rose with him. Yes. Do you know what that implies? See, it implies so many things. That I am crucified with him, it implies so many things. First of all, you know that Jesus went into hell as a prisoner. Yes, sir. Nobody goes into hell and comes out because you are going to the devil's demon. Nobody comes out without doing something. Jesus went there, entered into the devil's domain, defeated the devil, and you are in him. Yeah. Where? Read it one more time. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Glory! Christ lives in me. Begin to shout it to yourself. Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me. Jesus lives in me. Oh my God.
Everything that is possible to Jesus is possible to me. But Christ live with me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Raise your hands and say, Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me. I have the victory always. Christ lives in me.
This life that I have is the life of God in me. This life that I have,
hold out, Jesus,
is the life of Christ. This life, raise your hands, that I have is the life of Christ in me. This life that I have is the life.
This life, sing with me.
This life that I have is the life.
Is the life of Christ in me.
This life.
This life that I have is the life of God.
This life.
This life that I have
is the life.
Is the life of Christ in me.
This life.
This life that I have is the life of God.
So.